say it, Justin, something like, I was thinking about how the Buddha, he got enlightened very early on, and then he developed his skills much further. So like, it wasn't like he was done with maybe suffering, but like the spectrum for developing skillfulness interpersonally, and how, I mean, you learn how to run a huge organization, you learn how to teach.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then you're continually learning. And that's, I mean, that's an interesting aspect of the, say, like in the Vinaya, the monk's discipline. The Buddha wouldn't lay down a rule until there was an occasion for that. It wasn't as if he said, all right, for the next 45 years, you're going to do this. And he sort of let things sort of be for quite a long time until, you know, things started to go a bit pear-shaped. And wonky. So then start laying down rules for that. So then some of those rules were, you know, really spot on. Some of the rules were too loose. And people were still finding loopholes, so the Buddha had to tighten them up. And sort of like, I can't believe he just did that. And then sometimes it was the rule that he laid down was too tight. It just made it impossible. So then the Buddha would have to revise it and give exceptions or loosen it up in some way, so that there was always this adjusting.